We have talked to many candidates, and we will continue to do so. Haven't talked to the Genesee County Sheriff and Democrat gubernatorial candidate, Chris Swanson, in a while, and we're checking in with him now. Sheriff Swanson, how are you, and how's the campaign going?
I'm doing well, my brother. Last time was your St. Patrick's Day event. I had 37 seconds with you, so I value our time today.
Wow, then you had more time than most people.
Hey, listen, I'll take it with Paul W.
That is a blur, that St. Patrick's Day broadcast. It's a good blur, but it is a blur. You were looking good, if I recall. You're still looking good. You take very good care of yourself. I'm told I should ask you, Chris Swanson, about your working class playbook. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. Well, you're an example, and so are your listeners. You know, the working class are the men and women that get up every day, active retirees, people that are grinding it out. And, you know, they need leadership to represent that. And it covers all of us. So to your first question about the campaign, that's what's resonating. You know, I've driven over 80,000 miles across the state since the 6th of February 25 when I announced, over 1,300 events. I've met with people from kitchens to big events. And we are tapping into a silent majority that will speak loud in 82 days from today.
You know, you've made it very clear. We're with the candidate for governor on the Democrat side of the ledger, the Genesee County Sheriff, Chris Swanson. You've made it very clear from the beginning that you are, like most of us, tired of division in government, tired of only hearing about the way the two sides of the aisle don't get along. We're tired of it. You are too.
I am. And that's why I made a declaration at my announcement again that although the Secretary of State is my competitor, she's not an opponent. She's an option. I have a path and she's got a path. I've got a direction and she's got a direction. And mine is not, and nor think anybody is a leader by tearing somebody down by saying, this is how bad they are, therefore support me. I want people to see the work that I've done, the leadership that I've exampled in my entire 53 years, but 34 years in Genesee County, a professor at University of Michigan, Flint, a business owner, but somebody who just gets it and loves people. When George Floyd was murdered, I should have been the last person to go into that crowd and say, let's walk. But they saw my heart and they saw that division is not the answer to a long-term solution. It is actually unity. It's coming together. And we can't fix everything right out of the gate, but we can fix it as we walk. And that's what makes me different. That's exactly why grinding this every single day is what I stay the course with, is I will seek to protect, serve, and unify. And I believe in my heart that people want the same.
Well, what makes you different, Chris Swanson, as well, is that you brought up, for example, the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. You did say she's, quote, an option, not an opponent, as you just repeated in the Democrat primary. But you are trailing behind her in both polling and fundraising, and you say people should not yet count you out. Explain that and convince us.
Yeah, polls are like a magician's sleight of hand to take your eyes and your ears away from the reality of what's happening right in your face. Polls are propaganda. Polls are wrong over the history. If polls were right, then Hillary Clinton should have been president. Donald Trump should not have been. And we would have been looking at numbers versus what's happening on the street. So when you talk about 10 million people and you're talking about 7.8 million registered voters, that poll will be the 4th of August. So I don't get distracted. It depends on how they do it, where they do it, how they ask. As far as money, I got all the money I need to get to August 4th. And when that day happens, another wave comes in. But in today's world, polls and money do not win elections, not at the local level, not at the state level, and certainly not at the presidential level. So I don't get distracted by that. I go right to where the people are. I'm sitting in front of the Capitol here at a Families Against Narcotics event. I'm talking to you and your listeners. They don't take polls. They don't go to any meetings. They sit back and they watch people. That's the group that I have tapped into. And so I'm not discouraged. I see the momentum on the street. Nobody's working harder and traveling more than I am. And I am a good read of people being in police work for 34 years. The rooms that I go into, I know I'm tapping into something that they've been looking for. That's what I listen to.
Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, finally, you've always said you have bipartisan appeal. Convince us of that.
Well, I can tell you, and this may not be popular with some of your listeners, but when I did a commercial for Joe Biden in May of 2024, reference what happened on January 6th versus what happened on May 30th. They put $50 million behind it. It was launched on a Wednesday. The debate was Thursday. He was out. 11 days before the DNC, I got a call from Kamala Harris's campaign in the White House, Julie Chavez Rodriguez. They asked me to speak on day four, 20 minutes before she takes the nomination. I wanted to do it in full uniform. So I did that in front of 23.5 million people, knowing I would lose family and friends for life just because of a political statement. I still, 90 days later, got a 30% crossover vote in Genesee County, a purple county. People look at what I do, which is what I've been trying to say. Don't listen to the noise. Watch the actions of the people. That 30% crossover, Paul, that represents Michigan. And the fifth largest county in the state, that says something. When we reach 3.5 million people a month on social media, we engage and give hope. That's the crossover appeal. I can pull the Republicans that are just frustrated what's going on. I can pull independents that are looking for something different but have no base. And with the entire Democratic base, I take three buckets, add them together, double-digit win.
Hey, Sheriff, you mentioned the social media. God bless you on that. But for the old-fashioned website, what would that be if people want to get more information or contribute to your cause?
Well, I appreciate that. It's very kind. It's Swanson for Michigan is the website. But just follow Swanson on social media, Swanson for Governor. You will be inspired, encouraged. You'll be educated. And I'm going to tell you, that's the way to communicate with people, just like you're doing right now. You're a modern-day way, unfiltered, unfettered, unscripted. That's what I love people to do. Don't listen to what I say. Watch what I do.
Genesee County Sheriff, Democrat gubernatorial candidate, Chris Swanson, full of enthusiasm. Always a pleasure, Chris.
My pleasure. Thank you for you and all that you do.
We continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR approaching 1245.